Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a winter storm on the way to New England. It could bring snow totals of over a foot to much of the area. Here's WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein on Skype. Dave, when do we get to enjoy the start of the precipitation?
Well, I think the precipitation gets in here early on Saturday. At first, it's going to be fairly light. You and I spoke an hour or so ago, and we talked about the fact, if you need to get out Saturday morning, probably able to do it. But I think you got to be in by 9 or 10 o'clock at the latest, because I think at that point, things are really going to be ramping up. We're going to start to see heavy snow moving up from the south. And the rest of the day and into the evening, it's just heavy snow and wind. And we're probably going to see a blizzard warning be issued. They used to issue blizzard watches if we're in this situation, but now they just go right into a warning. So we have the winter storm watch up presently. I suspect that for some areas that gets converted into a blizzard warning here during the day on Saturday and into Saturday evening.
And blizzard conditions because of the not only the snow totals, but the high winds?
Yeah, interestingly, most people think it's because of a lot of snow, but we could have 2 inches of snow and have a blizzard, or we can have 24 inches of snow and have a blizzard. It's a visibility warning, and it means that visibility is a quarter mile or less because of snow or blowing snow and winds of 35 miles an hour of gusts or sustained for 3 hours in a row. So that's an official blizzard. And again, 2 inches or 24 will be closer to the 24, but it doesn't matter really how much snow you get.
Who's going to be closer to the 24?
Yeah, so, there's some indications on some of the short-range models that we look at, things that can kind of see the atmosphere a little clearer, that think that maybe somewhere from Boston down through the southwest suburbs, perhaps the interior areas of the South Shore, and even onto the upper part of the Cape, that's where I've got a band of the heaviest snow probably. So that's where we could go over, 24 inches. It's a very intense storm. There's going to be much less snow as you get west of 495. And when I say less, you start getting down to a foot and then eventually 8, 10, 6. And then you get west to Springfield, you're in a 3 to 6 inch zone. But really here in eastern Massachusetts, this has some serious potential to, really clobber us with a big nor'easter here, the kind of nor'easter where you're going to just be inside all day Saturday. The good news is it's light, it's fluffy. There's a lot of it, but you'll be able to move it around fairly easily.
And will the wind move it around? A lot of drifting?
Yeah, I think there is going to be a lot of drifting, and that's why I'm thinking that blizzard possibility is definitely there. Winds gusting especially strong between about 1 p.m. on Saturday and about 8 p.m. on Saturday. I think that's the core of the wind. It's a little breezy either side of that, but that's where it will be at its windiest, especially right where the water is and open spots, higher elevations over inland areas.
I'm still stuck on that 24 inches. Can you just give us the snow totals through the region once again?
Yeah, so I think a wide swath from the North Shore all the way down to the South Shore. This includes most of the Cape and the Islands of 12 to 20 inches. But there's probably going to be a band that's going to be at or even exceed a couple of feet. Right now, Thursday night, it's probably south of Boston or maybe into the city of Boston. We'll have to kind of look at some more guidance overnight tonight and just see where that seems like it's going to set up. But I do think that we're going to see someone on the present track going to get towards that or even over that 2 foot amount. So this is a real storm.
A real storm, but it's over on Sunday and then the sunshine.
The sun's out and we get a little milder here as we head for next week. There will be some melting of it. It always melts and you will not be snowed in for days at a time.
One more thing. Is this going to be a boon for ski country?
Yeah, that's a good question. They're going to get some snow out of this. It's really light and fluffy. They won't get nearly what we're going to get, unfortunately. I think the southern ski areas closest to us, the Wachusetts of the world, are going to do pretty well out of this. But if you get up to northern Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, some of those ski areas, they'll get some, but they're not going to get 20 inches of snow.
Thank you very much, Dave Epstein.
You're welcome.